And are we handling this tradition like no other? You've done this for every year.
Every year since ever.
Every year and every game that Brent ever broadcasts. After the game, we have like two or three segments the next day.
We honor him as he should be honored. Now, we haven't ever honored him properly with an open.
We have an open?
I think we do.
We do have an open.
Yes!
Because I'm so into Brent.
Yes.
I love him.
Yes.
And I want to pay homage to Brent. Here we go.
Let's
ready?
Let's do it. Open.
Open, open, open. Who's on the call when they play for it all?
It's Big Game Brent.
College hoops in the springtime, football in the fall.
It's Big Game Brent.
Speaks like the locals so he can be down.
It's Big Game Brent.
You're looking live as the best start around.
It's Big Game Brent.
It's Big Game Brent. It's Big Game Brent. It's Big Game Brent. It's Big Game Brent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see them try that.
Cable. When are you going to play the open?
Well, that was
oh,
the open.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so Brent and Herbie last night got partying.
Yes, indeed, Bob.
All right, so on today's...
His mama.
I know everyone's expecting us...
Do you refer to his mama?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. I know everyone's expecting us to go in one particular direction, and just know, we'll get there. We'll get there. But let's start
with... I want to hear about the honey badger.
We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
But we have some...
the honey badger.
We have some other thoughts that we have to go through first. For instance, this interesting detail that the Alabama kicker was really on in warm-ups. Let's get to this.
Shelley nails it, and that is huge for his confidence. He was lethal in the pregame warm-up, and Alabama takes an early field goal lead.
So you've been out there
lethal
before
lethal,
games,
man.
And seen them all warming up, right?
That's better than really good. That's lethal.
Usually, they're just kicking it all over the place.
They don't
right?
even know which
they
where to kick
out,
it.
They
right.
can't figure out how to get it through. They're just hoping that
man, if
they have a miracle come
if
game.
If warm-ups meant anything, I might have been a lottery pick.
No rush, no anything, but he was lethal.
Always lethal in warm-ups. That's not hard, Brent. We all are. All right, and then we go, now I don't know if you realize this, but Baylor's in Texas. So when we talk about RJ3, we have to say it a little bit differently. Here we go.
This year's AT&T All-American Player of the Year, Robert Griffin III from Baylor. On
behalf did he say
of
Robert
AT&T,
the Griffin?
Congratulations.
Yeah, he did.
Robert Griffin III
the
from
Griffin?
Baylor. This year's AT&T All-American Player of the Year, Robert Griffin III from Baylor. On behalf of AT&T, we'd like to congratulate Robert and thank all the college football fans out there who voted. The AT&T All-American Player of the Year, determined by the fans. And that, of course, the Baylor quarterback who also won the Heisman Trophy.
Baylor
Trophy.
In December. What a fine young man.
All right, now check out the scoop he has.
And believe me, a lot of NFL scouts are getting very interested in RG3.
Believe me.
Oh, wow.
Like, don't believe that everyone has been saying that for the last 3 months.
Or that he won...
Or that he won the Heisman.
The Heisman, yeah.
I've got a little inside info here for you. Word is that pro league on Sundays are taking a look at him.
That's where the big boys play.
Remember who told you. Big Game Brent. All right. This isn't really Brent. This is more Herbie, but it just seemed really insulting about Jordan Jefferson.
So they're going to go fast now. Jordan Jefferson keeps it. That's what he can do. Hurt you on the run. You were critical of his option ability, but when he takes off like that, he's a strong one.
Well, and he's got to be able to make a difference when things are covered. This Alabama defense will cover down a lot of things, and his legs have got to be able to create and keep plays alive. This tempo, I think, has as much to do with trying to get him to not think as much and just play the game.
End zone, run! Use legs, not brain. Run!
Don't think as much.
Just seemed a little insulting. That's all. All right. Now tell me. Now I'm purposely avoiding the honey badger for now. Just know that going in.
The Honey Badger.
Trent Richardson. Now, you, the Alabama running back, who will be another high pick in April, it sounds like. You never hear this, but Brent was very frank about why Trent Richardson is going to the draft, so here we go.
Richardson, short of the first down. Everyone expects that this is Richardson's last game with the Crimson Tide, that he will declare that he's going to the National Football League. He's raised a couple of daughters, or I should say helped raise them. They're back with the mama back home in Pensacola. He's been a father since his high school days. Dope Walker Award winner this year.
There.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Clearly a very responsible young man.
Yeah.
Well, he's been a father since high school.
He's got a couple of kids.
He's pretty irresponsible.
They're with his mother in Pensacola.
And is he like a junior?
Not their mother, their mama.
Well, he's Alabama. Well, he's great. Everything's great.
He's
in Alabama. Yeah.
He's already got two kids.
Pretty irresponsible.
He's been a dead ass since high school.
Yeah, you don't applaud that.
His mama.
He's got two kids and a Doke Walker.
And a mama.
Yeah
two kids and a Doke Walker. And it's all in Pensacola. All right. This, again, is not focusing as much on Brent as it will Aaron Andrews, who was going with the librarian outfit last night.
They didn't like the look.
And
need to see more skin.
This is like the Sean Bass.
Leave something to the imagination, Donovan.
Nah, it wasn't a good look.
This is like the Sean Bass, I must have two reports a quarter, because they just got done saying the LSU sideline is dead and bored and no life, and they've never seen this before. Let's send it down to Aaron to really pound that point home.
Let's check in now with Aaron Andrews. Aaron?
Herbie, just to add in, Brent, on your comment about LSU looking lifeless, coaches are urging them to get some sort of energy down here.
Alfred Blue, the running back. Jefferson on the roll.
That's it?
That's what she
called for the ball?
That was the entire report.
How do you do
right
that,
there?
Sean? Do you tell the producer guy? You're like, I got something. Send it to me.
I got gold.
Yeah.
That sounded like she called for the ball there.
And she had nothing.
Like, I need to add on to that.
The coaches said, get some energy down here.
That was a six-second report. Four of it was saying, just like you guys just said, I'm going to reiterate because it's down here. This sideline is dead.
What a coaching staff.
It's good
staff.
To have a good example. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a good coaching staff that's on top of it, though.
Yeah.
They saw there was no energy, and they said to the players, we should get more energy.
We have to coach
up. Hey, guess what else we don't have any of?
Points.
Touchdown. Yeah. We should get some of those. See how they got points? Why don't we try that?
All right. So you can tell Brent and Herbie had failed smile as the game is going on, and you can hear sets turn off for anything. As people are starting to say, you know, the NFL Network is running a game from 5 years ago. Maybe we should go watch that. Or other people, you know, the NBA.
TMZ is on.
NBA TV, Tyson Chandler making big stops against the Bobcats. They can feel their audience leaving, so Brent's really revving things up.
Right, as no one went to see that.
As LSU is trying to get to midfield in the fourth quarter, you can see Brent's getting the shakes a little bit and starting to go insane.
Wait. And now is the fullback, and here comes Hilliard, here comes Power, looking for that first down.
Okay, by the way, it sounds like fourth and goal here. LSU's on its own 38-yard line, okay?
And now is the fullback, and here comes Hilliard, here comes Power, looking for that first down, looking for anything good to happen. Toss play, Hilliard, freshman, busts through, keeps going, can he get the 50? Throwing just short of it. My goodness, give me something to get excited about. I promise 50. Some touchdowns tonight. Look at this, more field goal.
Well, third and short.
My goodness, Herbie, give me something to scream about, Herbie.
Short of it. My goodness, give me something to get excited about. I promise 50. Some touchdowns tonight.
He was all juiced up on cough syrup, right?
Well, he was. All right. So there's that. Now, there's two men.
He's like the healthy scratch, you know, the guy that gets fired up in hockey, but now he's all wired and...
Come on!
He was wired up for a good game, yet...
Got to get to the 50. I promise touchdowns. All I got is field goals. Come on! Get in there. 3 minutes to go, and we're all looking around saying, man, I have my Brent Musburger drinking game bingo card out, and he has not given me center square yet. Not one mention of Colt McCoy. What's going on, Brent?
Let's take you back to Pasadena 2 years ago.
Marcel Darius drove Colt McCoy out of the game.
Okay,
with
good.
An injury in the first
Thank
quarter.
Goodness.
Bama won the national championship. Tonight, they've made Jordan Jefferson.
All right, good. We got Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy in every national championship game?
I think every game. I think he's doing
every game.
NASCAR races, and he'll talk about the pace car. Reminds me a little of that Colt McCoy. All right, 2 minutes to go. It's 21-0. Nobody is left watching but me and parents now. And here's what he says. 2 minutes to go, Dan. 21-0. LSU has not even come close to scoring. Brent's ready to make a declaration.
And it will be third down. They got the clock down to the final 2 minutes, and it just seems inevitable now.
Really?
Now.
Really?
He's making the call.
2 minutes to go. Alabama has the ball, and they're up 21-0. I'm going to make the call here. It's inevitable now. So now that it's inevitable, Dan, how about a little spotlight? A little cursive name signed across the bottom of the screen? A thought or two about this game.
Clock down to the final 2 minutes, and it just seems inevitable now. And, you know, we've got a couple of minutes. I want to say something to all the fans in Tuscaloosa.
Oh.
You suffered a great deal back in April. That tornado ripped through. There were deaths, great destruction. This football team came together, helped a lot of people in that town.
Oh.
And I dare say this is for you. This one on behalf of Saban and the players is going to be for the great folks in Tuscaloosa.
Hey, if you had a relative die, hey. It's all better now. Don't worry about it.
21-0, dog.
BCS title.
Just like when...
A title you won't get a dime from.
There.
It won't help you rebuild anything, but this one's for you.
Just like when...
No, live in this house that we just built you.
when the Saints saved New Orleans. When they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
I really brought this audio in just for you.
This one's for you. A lot of people died. A lot of destruction.
But they're back now.
But it's all better now.
Fire up a pot roast in your FEMA trailer.
I mean,
they're back from the dead.
We've now got a national champion. That'll certainly make you forget.
Now they weren't as...
Look at all those manhole covers just moving. Right. And everybody's
all the caskets pop open.
This one's for you.
Saving and the boys have resurrected your dead.
You may have been crying 8 months ago, but... Now you realize it's all better.
That government the last laugh, huh?
That government cheese is twice as sweet.
Yeah. Play that one again.
And it will be third down. They got the clock down to the final 2 minutes, and it just seems inevitable now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a couple of minutes. And I want to say something to all the fans in Tuscaloosa. You suffered a great deal. Back in April, that tornado ripped through. There were deaths, great destruction. This football team came together, helped a lot of people in that town.
Vague.
And I dare say this is for you.
Now how?
This one on behalf of Saban and the players is going to be for the great folks in Tuscaloosa.
Is it?
Hell yeah.
Like Saban,
now what about
will
when
he
they
give
played
his $1 million bonus to the great folks of Tuscaloosa?
What about when they played in Tuscaloosa 2 months ago against LSU and didn't win?
That wasn't for
Don't
them.
Don't worry about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
They weren't worried about it?
No.
No, no, no. They weren't thinking about it at that point.
All right, and also...
They were thinking how sweet would it be if they were to write the story this way.
Also on my Big Game Brent bingo card, he had not called anyone a rascal yet. What happened? Here it is.
But after what they've seen here tonight, there is no way that anybody can vote a team better than what we looked at with the Crimson Tide. Look at Nick down there with the middle of it. He enjoys the bath this year. 2 years ago, he tried to keep him off the bath. Look at that rascal.
Now, remember 2 years ago when they beat Texas, he got Gatorade dumped on him. It looked like he wanted to fight whoever just dumped Gatorade on him. So he clenched his jaw and just tried to deal with people trying to make him the hero by dumping the Gatorade on him. And that little rascal enjoyed it this time, Dan.
That bit's not stale?
I don't think so. It's still pretty
Gatorade,
fresh.
The Gatorade bit?
Still pretty fresh.
They had red. They had red Gatorade drink the last time, but that white shirt, it just didn't go.
No.
Destroyed.
And he's wearing a white shirt, so we have modesty things in mind as well.
Right.
All right, it's 1:12. Not one mention of the honey badger. Well, that's about to change. Next.
Broadcasting live from the Metro PCS mothership.
The Unticket.
Teen Tan the Tick.
Who's on the call when they play for it all?
It's Big Game Brent.
College hoops in the springtime, football in the fall.
It's Big Game Brent.
Speaks like the local so he can be down.
It's Big Game Brent.
You're looking live as the best thought around.
It's Big Game Brent.
It's Big Game Brent. It's Big Game Brent. It's Big Game Brent. It's Big Game Brent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again?
120, it is Brent? Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
You want the song again.
Oh.
Yeah, we're out of Brent, unless you want to hear about the honey badger.
Did he talk about that?
The honey badger. You know, this reminds you of moments in your childhood where you feel like something's cool, and then your dad starts saying it, and that's the last time you'll ever say that phrase. Once dad,
you've been all into the honey badger, but
I feel like the honey badger was an amusing little moment, much like the double rainbow or the leprechaun over the years that the internet has made into funny. Then you'll see some guys on college campuses with a honey badger t-shirt, and while no one else understands why it's funny, you kind of give him the knowing nod that, wow, that's a higher form of comedy. Much like the Lost Numbers t-shirt, you're into the knowing nod shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could see you buying a Honey Badger shirt, but then the second you bought it, all the college kids that work up here would stop wearing theirs.
Yeah.
Because you're an old man.
I've ruined things for people.
Well.
It almost ruined the Double Rainbow because the latest Chipmunks movie has Double Rainbow references in it.
Really?
Yeah. The worst, the worst of the Chipmunk movies, by the way. Don't even go see it. Even if you're going to take kids.
Rank the Chipmunk movies.
Well, certainly one.
Is David Cross in this one, too?
The Squeakquel was okay. Two, and then this one was horrible.
Which one is
David Cross is in this one.
He's
even
in all
he
of
couldn't
them.
Save it.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, Matthew?
Tyron. Yeah.
By the way, LSU.
White or black?
We may have to take a look at that LSU roster. They have the most creative parents in college football.
Really?
Yeah.
For the name game?
Yeah, there was one yesterday in the pregame show I got fascinated with. His name is Barkavius Mingo. And it's like Bark, B-A-R-K-E-V-I-O-U-S, Barkavius.
Like he's Roman.
I guess, but...
Marcus Aurelius.
Roman dog.
Yeah, he's like a linebacker, and I just thought, he's got to be the greatest Barkavius of all time. Like, if you take all the Barkaviuses in human history and rank them, doesn't it start with him? All right.
And he's probably also the worst.
But Tyron Matthew, who may or may not be a great player, I think he's really good. And then I saw Alabama going right after him yesterday over and over again.
Ate him up.
But he, his nickname, Dan, is the Honey Badger. And just ask Brent.
Tremendous effort to go up and over the Honey Badger and make a huge play on another play-action pass on first and 10.
Honey Badger better care about that one. That's 26 yards.
Now, that's early in the game. We're just getting started, and they will not say his name. I think the name Tyron Matthew may have been said once or twice yesterday, but it was by Herbie. Like, Brent would call him number 7, and he would call him Honey Badger. He would never say his name. It was like Brent was doing a bit. Seriously, listen to this one. This is maybe the greatest of the night.
Is that one of the great nicknames that we've had in college football in a long time? Number 7, the Honey Badger with that dyed...
All right, why'd you say it like that?
He rolls up on it.
Badger. Get into it.
Badger.
Football a long time. Number 7, the Honey Badger with that dyed blonde hair. He didn't know what it was, so the coach, John Chavis, went and got that
All right, so now he's going to tell us that the college student didn't know what it was, so the coach had to show him YouTube and explain to him who the Honey Badger was. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying impossible, but highly unlikely that we're telling our interns what funny things are on the internet. Just saying.
He didn't know what it was, so the coach, John Chavis, went and got that YouTube, and it showed him what a honey badger does over there in Africa.
Also, did he sound like Norm there when he
got
said
that YouTube?
They went and got him that YouTube.
Right.
Hey, come bring me
and got the internet.
Come bring me YouTube. Bring it here.
Bring me the YouTube.
Chavis went and got that YouTube, and it showed him what a honey badger does over there in Africa. Well, honey badger don't care, and Matthew now he loves it. There's T-shirts all over New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
New Orleans.
All right, and he just kept running into the ground. Here's a honey badger on a punt return that didn't go so well.
Takes an Alabama bounce. Honey badger picks it up dangerously. Honey badger fears no man, but that time the tide rolled all over him. That was Kirkpatrick, the gunner, who got down. They've been working Kirkpatrick as the gunner all week long. And this is what they wanted. A piece of the honey badger.
You're right, it's almost like...
Fear the tide, honey badger.
Oh, my God.
You're right, it's almost like he's Ocho Cinco. Mm-hmm. Like, he called for it so that we're adhering to his wish, and we'll call him Honey Badger whenever
name,
he touches the ball.
He's changed his name legally to Honey Badger?
Yeah.
When did you first hear about Honey Badger, Dan? It wasn't yesterday, was it?
I heard about it, but I will tell you this. I will admit this. Never watched the YouTube thing until last night.
Can we play a clip?
The full 3 minutes.
For the four people that don't know what the honey badger is.
You're so condescending, Bob.
It's pretty badass.
I'm starting like Brent.
Look, it runs all over the place. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a... It just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats snakes.
Pretty awesome, isn't it?
The honey badger is really
It's a great video.
Badass.
3 minutes.
They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Here's a house full of bees. You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a It goes right into the house of bees to get some larvae.
I mean, right into the bees.
The honey badger doesn't care. It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give a It's just
31 million bees.
Now, what's interesting is that other
Now, how many
like
are college students
here,
and how many are coaches?
More coaches, I think.
All right.
What about Leprechaun? How many views does that have, do you think?
Leprechaun versus Honey Badger and the...
Leprechaun way lower.
Battle of views.
19 million for Leprechaun.
That's been around for a lot longer, too.
Yeah.
Forever in YouTube years.
Well, Leprechauns have been around for...
So, Dan, it was my dream, and Deadspin made my dream come true. That they provided the honey badger montage. Now, they claim to have gone through the game and found all the honey badgers and strung them together.
Who did?
Big Game Brent Deadspin. And so I borrow from them and give to you.
Honey badger better care about that one. Number 7, the honey badger. And it showed him what a honey badger does over there in Africa. Honey badger don't care. Over the honey badger to Hanks. Hold that tiger. Look how he's disguised today as that honey badger. But he hasn't fooled the Crimson Tide. Honey badger comes off the bench to come back on the field. And they've got him as a nickel man. Here's the first thing they're thinking about. Can the honey badger give him a punt return? Honey badger did a good job that time. Of signaling for the fair catch late. The honey badger, the nickel man, is looking at Norwood. Honey badger picks it up dangerously. Honey badger fears no man, but that time the tide rolled all over him. A piece of the honey badger. Fear the tide, honey badger.
All right.
Is that a little much?
It's a lot much.
No,
Bob.
Dude.
It's not,
Brent.
It's not his
it's
name.
It's Brent in a blowout. We needed that. What if we didn't have honey badger?
73-year-olds are not supposed to talk like that. I don't know where the line is. But one YouTube reference, fine. 10?
Come on, dude.
Okay. 50 YouTube references in one game. Whoa. Show. Show game. Come on, man.
The honey badger.
Come on, man.
Come on.